Headlines on the war in Syria are a lot fewer and further between these days, but there is at least one New Zealander who doesn't see a day go by without being confronted by the conflict that continues there. Mike Seawright spent a good quarter of the year at the Syrian border in 2018 trying to help civilians get by as the bombs and bullets flew around. Mike is the founder and executive director of aid organisation Relief Aid, and he's with us this morning. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having us on the show.
Tell me what it's like, if you can. We see pictures on TV, but I doubt very much that that gives us an accurate impression of what it's like day to day.
Well, Tim, it's hard for Kiwis who live in relative comfort, most of us at least, to understand what it's like for families in Syria living in tents and horrendous conditions. But it really is very, very difficult. Can you imagine, as we go to the holiday season, living in a tent? Yep, that's great for summer, great next to the beach. But now you're in -5 degrees outside your home, your tent. It's mud, it's snow, and you're having difficulty getting food, and of course there's no work as you've been bombed from your home, forced to run into these camps. So, you know, really the living conditions are truly horrendous, and people are struggling literally to survive.
And there's people running around with guns, chemical attacks, and on top of all that.
Yeah, well, there's been some relief for families, especially in the northwest of the country. Bombing behind the front lines has been reducing, so that's great for families. However, fighting still occurring along the front lines, and people are still living in camps. And if, you know, despite the fact you can't get back to your home, and despite the fact that you literally are living in hell, there's little hope going forward. And I think this is one of the big problems for families. They see no future ahead of them.
You've worked in similarly troubled places. You've been in South Sudan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and so on. Are they much of a muchness when the country's at war?
Well, I think there's many similarities when you're a family forced from your home, and no matter where you are in the world. And, for example, I was in Yemen in 2015, and the scale of the airstrikes there were huge. There were many, many people getting hurt and injured. Thousands, in fact, and people were being forced to flee from their homes from fighting, actually from both sides. All sides of the party of the war there were indiscriminately bombing families. So there are many similarities. However, Syria is unique, for example, in that it's been a long-standing war. Many of those families that are now in camps lived in homes very much like our own. So you can imagine, as a Kiwi, if we were living in, you know, the relative luxury, as I mentioned earlier, of New Zealand, and then the next day you've got no home, no school, no access to education and health. So, you know, this is quite a huge change for families in Syria. And this, while we certainly wouldn't take away, as I've seen, the scale of suffering in South Sudan and Yemen, for example, it's a massive change for these families in Syria.
Why do you do it? I mean, it's a horrible environment. It's dangerous.
Well, I used to work for money, and frankly, I enjoyed that. I did IT consultancy work for many years, and enjoyed the benefits of what that used to bring: cash, toys, for example. But I guess I got a realization would probably be a good word, and I'm, frankly, Tim, not Mr. Sensitive here. I got a realisation that we needed to do more than simply feather our own nest. And that's why I founded Relief Aid. And frankly, I've been extremely lucky to work with an incredible group of people, the Relief Aid team in Syria and the Relief Aid team in New Zealand here. That it's actually inspiring, and I feel that I get more out of it than I give. Being able to work with some absolutely amazing people who put others before self, and that's frankly made my life better rather than worse.
What's the best way New Zealanders can help you?
Well, I mean, it's pretty crude, but cash is king in these situations. We can't run our operations without money, and doing fundraisers, as we see amazing community groups in Tauranga and schools in Wellington, for example, Wellington High, running a fundraiser is a great way to support. Simply talking about it's also a great thing to do. I think most people would understand out of sight is out of mind. So if we keep the dialogue going, we keep pressure on our governments, New Zealand government and governments abroad, to remind them that there are families at the end of these bombs, not just fighters. And so, you know, doing a combination of talking and physically getting hands-on and helping to raise funds is probably the best action a Kiwi can do to help abroad. And we've been lucky enough to get great support from New Zealand, but much more needs to be done.
That is Mike Seawright, who is the founder of Relief Aid, and spent much of the year in Syria, on the border of Syria. Now we're looking at 16 after 8. Tim Wilson's in from 9 through till midday today for Talkback, and he's with us in a couple of